Live from the historic parsonage of 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It's Iron Sharpens Iron, a radio platform on which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, "Iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." Matthew Henry said that in this passage, quote, "We are cautioned to take heed whom we converse with, and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better." It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next hour, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. Now here's our host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at IronSharpensIronRadio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd, 2018. And I'm so delighted to have two people on this program today, one per hour, whom I love very dearly. First, we're going to have Pastor Bill Shushko, who is director of Reformation Metro New York and the host of the weekly talk radio show, A Visit to the Pastor's Study. He's going to be addressing developing regional home missionary work and radio ministries. And for the second hour, we're going to be discussing with his wife, Margaret Shushko, the need for hospitality in the homes of Christians. But it is my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, the day after Thanksgiving, my friend Bill Shushko.
Hey, Chris, good to be with you. You got my better half on, though, for the second hour, so people need to stay tuned.
That's right, they do. And I happen to be, personally, I have firsthand knowledge of the gift of hospitality that your precious bride has, because I have stayed in your home, and you have given me the open invitation whenever I'm on Long Island to stay there, and I really appreciate that more than words can describe, brother.
Well, our only regret is you don't take advantage of the open invitation as much.
Well, it usually has to do with geographic reasons, where I have to be at a conference, and I prefer being there like 5 minutes away, if at all possible.
Yeah, sure, I can understand. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the program again, Chris.
Well, I want to give our listeners just a little bit more background about you, because they may be, even some of your friends may be unfamiliar with some of your background. Pastor Bill Shushko professed to be an atheist during the late 1960s counterculture days. He converted through a Christian radio program while working in radio in 1970. He gave up full scholarship to go to law school and attended a Christian college from 1970 to 1974 and graduated school 1974 to 1976. He continued to do radio things in college years. He also met the woman who would become his wife on June 5th, 1976. Bill Shushko attended Westminster Seminary from 1976 to 79, began hospitality ministries, which Margaret will discuss in the second hour. His first pastorate was at McClellanville, South Carolina, the Jeremy Creek Reformed Presbyterian Church, in July of 1979 through January of 1981. He did the first Visit to the Pastor study programs on Saturday mornings from a radio station in North Charleston. The second pastorate, where I got to know him, was at the Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, from February 1981 through June of 2016. I can't believe it's been 2 years already that you retired from that ministry. And Pastor Bill did a Visit to the Pastor's Study programs periodically on WMCA, where I was employed for 15 years, and other radio things. Pastor Bill Shushko became regional home missionary for Presbytery of Connecticut and Southern New York for the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, beginning in 2016. A Visit to the Pastor's Study is part of his weekly ministry. And first of all, if you could start off with, Pastor Bill, how did you get the idea of doing this is a part of your regional home missionary work?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been involved in radio, Chris. I think I was about age 15 when I started working at a secular radio station up in northeastern Connecticut. And I have done little radio things really since then, when I was on vacation from college, during my college years. And just I'm one of these guys that can't stand TV, but I love radio, and I've got it in my blood. But what happened was, back, it was actually 2014, the new General Secretary for Home Missions for the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, John Shaw, met with me and asked me if I would be willing to, because funds were available, to assume this regional home missionary position for our group of Orthodox Presbyterian churches called the Presbytery in Connecticut and southern New York. And so I said, well, what would my responsibilities be? And he laughed, and he said, well, you have to figure out some way that you reach the entire population of your presbytery. nothing like a small request. So, because we're looking at 20 million people between Connecticut, the metropolitan New York area, and Nassau County and Suffolk County and New York, which actually we're looking at about 3 million people just here on Long Island. So, you know, I mean, radio is the way by which you can reach that number of people. And so what I decided to do was what, of course, you and I had done some of these things together, was take this visit to the pastor's study concept that we brought through radio, and decided I would work to develop that as our outreach to this area.
Yeah, well, I'm very thankful to God that you have done that, and I'm sure quite a number of your listeners are equally blessed and thankful to our Lord for that providentially. So how did the Lord provide for you to do this in such an expensive radio market, meaning New York and the tri-state area? It is quite cost prohibitive. I know that personally, being in the radio industry. If you could tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, of course, you're part of that. So I love to tell the story. Well, first thing we did, Chris, is once my presbytery gave me the okay to move ahead, at least the concept, this was before I was actually called, I realized that we needed to do what every church body that ministers in the metropolitan New York area does, and that's have some mechanism for fundraising. There's no major church body that does mission work in the metropolitan New York area that doesn't raise funds in one way or another. So that was what precipitated the formation of Reformation Metro New York Incorporated, of which I serve as actually treasurer, or secretary rather, and that is our fundraising organ for the Presbytery of Connecticut and Southern New York, and that's where we began to and continue to raise the funds for part of my salary, but also for the expenses for the radio project. So that was step one. And I remember when I was talking with the missions committee about this idea, they grilled me for a couple of hours afterwards, they were asking questions like, well, how much is this going to cost? And I said, I don't know, I've never done it before. And I said, well, what station are you going to use? I said, I don't know, but there's going to be a station that reaches the whole area of the presbytery. Who's going to listen? I said, well, I don't know. The nature of the case, you don't know who's listening with radio. But by this time, my normal lack of patience and my own remaining carnality was beginning to take the best of me. And I said, look, I can't answer all your questions, but I know that once the Lord works this out, I'll be speaking to more people every week than all of our regional home missionaries combined speak to in a month. And so anyway, that was what happened. Was there was the bringing together of our very good fellowship and friendship with an Indian, as an Indian businessman who owns a number of pharmaceutical companies, drug stores, so to speak, here on Long Island and also in New Jersey and in New York City. They've become very close friend of ours. He and his family are very committed Christians, and that. But also, there was this organization that I think you're familiar with called Cruciform Media, headed by a very dear friend and brother called Chris Arnzen. And Cruciform Media and Chris Arnzen found out this deal with then WLIE Radio, which is a radio station in Suffolk County, which actually was the earliest telephone talk program on Long Island, and it was a deal to get every Saturday, an hour and a half, from 12 noon until 1:30 for this programming at a very good price for this area. And again, to kind of cut to the chase here, this businessman agreed that he would contribute for the first hour. He would make a gift to Reformation Metro New York so we could be without commercials on a visit to the pastor's study. That paved the way for simulcasting on the Redeemer Broadcasting Network, which is a Christian station committed to the Reformed faith and to the local church, and so he contributed so we could do the visit to the pastor's study commercial free, and then the last basically 27 minutes would be a program to advertise his pharmacies called HealthWise, and that's been a lot of fun. Doing that with his nutritionists and chemists and so on, dealing with how we take care of our bodies that are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's one of these few health programs that's distinctively Christian in its perspective. So that's how that all worked out. For the first year, all the funds were provided for by this very godly Indian businessman, and we've been doing this now for a couple of years on what is now the former WLIE.
And you simulcast on Redeemer Broadcasting.
Right, exactly right. Redeemer Broadcasting, which I commend to your listeners, because it is a Christian network that is committed to the Reformed standards and to the doctrine of the church, has excellent music and so on and so forth. That's RedeemerBroadcasting.org.
Now, what was your format for the first 2 years of a visit to the pastor's study? Tell us about some of the programs that you had.
Well, as my dear brother Chris Arnzen would quip, he didn't mind me doing a program like this on Saturdays because it wasn't competing with Iron Sharp. Chris has never lost that New York bluntness. That's why we get along so well together. And there's a sense in which the programs are similar. I mean, I've learned a lot, Chris, from what you've done on Iron Sharpens Iron. I think some differences. One, this is a distinctively church-focused program. It is not, I mean, in radio, there's the personality that's there, and much Christian programming, especially from pastors, focuses on the pastor's name, the pastor's personality, the pastor's church, or whatever. And I've really tried to low-key that. I am Pastor Bill. The focus is on pastoral ministry, opening up the Word of God, and its goal is to present to people what we call the magazine articles for the ear, little slices of what Reformed church life is, and that certainly makes the program, if not unique, at least distinctive. And I'm doing that, Chris, because there is this organization called NAPARC, the North American Presbyterian and Reformed Council, that's made up of about a dozen Reformed and Presbyterian church bodies in Canada and in North America and in America, United States of America. There's no media presence for these church bodies, and so I'm trying to provide a media presence for the NAPARC churches. And so the format basically was very similar to yours in one sense. It was an interview with people, a monologue, and then I would have an interview with people. And we, like you, we would have either call-ins, questions, because we had that ability through WLIE, or text questions and emailed questions. And really, it's been interesting to see. I mean, it's some of the ones that stand out, at least from the analytics as far as downloaded programs and responses, having Tim Geiger of Harvest USA which is the leading reformed organization for working with people with sexual issues, whether it's pornography or problems created by adultery or same-sex relationships or whatever. And Tim Geiger and World Magazine, Jamie Dean, they did a program on the transgender revolution that has been downloaded over 1,000 times. It really opened up the issues that are facing churches and how to deal with things pastorally. Another one, I'm thinking of the ones that have gotten, that I know have been used of the Lord greatly. Programs that was just so gut to your heart was a program on adopting children from hard places, which a fellow named Paul English did. He and his wife have adopted a number of children, large family. I didn't know what children from hard places meant. But it's children who were born, their moms that had maybe drug abuse when they were carrying the child, children that were abused, or children born and there was other abuse of the mother beforehand that affected the baby. In some cases, abuse that came or trauma that came after a baby was born, or in many cases, children that were brought up and when they were very young were in horribly abusive situations. And I got introduced to this whole world through Paul English, and his accounts, Chris, the demands and yet the blessedness of raising children from hard places. I mean, it just brought you to tears. So we're trying to bring those aspects of, if I can put it this way, personal ministries that people have in church life.
Yeah, and one of my favorite hobbies is stealing your guests and interviewing them.
An iron sharpens iron. We borrow, Chris. We borrow from one another.
But I have had wonderful interviews myself with some of the guests that you've mentioned. Hopefully, I'll get around to interviewing all of the same people that you've interviewed. Rosaria Butterfield obviously stands out as a really precious gift to the body of Christ. Quite a fascinating story. That she has being a self-professed leftist and lesbian in the academic realm, a tenured professor, I believe it was Syracuse University, where she was a professor, and then abandoning all of that and being transformed so vibrantly by the power of Christ.
Right. Yeah, Rosaria Butterfield's books are one of God's gifts. I mean, you talk about displays of sovereign saving grace. Now, Margaret will be developing some of the themes in her most recent book, The Gospel Comes with a House Key. But her interview, we gave a little different spin to it. This was the month in which we dealt with the power of the gospel to change people. And hers was on the power of the gospel to open our hearts and open our homes. And that's another one that has had quite an impact. It's actually been used in study groups, believe it or not. People will listen to this 54-minute interview or whatever and then use it. Also, seeing networks. I know you've had Christina Miller on your program.
Yes.
Christina was brought up under a Reformed pastor, Mike Plugman, pastor of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Bohemia, New York. And Christina, of course, was brought up with the fact that you're to look at everything in life from a perspective of the Lordship of Christ and the final authority of the Word of God. And Christina has done some of the finest work that I have ever, I not only read about, but seen, because I've been in her home, working with children who have autism. And her program was on helping parents of children with autism. That has spawned a blog that she does and quite a number of contacts with people. So a visit to the pastor's study, really in a real sense, is done through the radio, what pastoral ministry does. We're to equip the saints for works of service, which the program does, for the building up of the body of Christ. And those kinds of networks and kind of horizontal ministries have come from a visit to the pastor's study. That's really been kind of thrilling to watch.
Yeah, one of my favorite guests that I've borrowed from you is Pastor Lowell Ivey, a former white supremacist gang member who was saved by the grace and mercy of Christ in prison. And I was so blessed to know that he benefited greatly. He told me he really benefited enormously from reading the publications of Solid Ground Christian Books, the book ministry founded by a mutual friend of ours, Mike Gadosh, my very first pastor, who actually was the pastor who invited you to speak at what was then called Calvary Baptist Church of Amityville, where I first met you. But Pastor Ivey is going to be on next Saturday. This is going to be the third interview with Pastor... I'm sorry, not next Saturday. Next
month. Are you confusing it with a visit to the pastor?
That's right. That's right, I am. Lowell's going to be on this Monday, the 26th of November, for the third time already. And I am assuming, I am hoping that he'll be on many times more after that. But quite a fascinating brother.
Yeah, well, like you, we believe what the Bible does, that God is the one who changes hearts, and he does it sovereignly, and it's a real liberation by sovereign grace. And Lowell's interview on, Pastor Ivey's interview on our program was the power of the gospel to liberate captives. One other thing that is, I don't know if it's unique, but it certainly was something unusual, in the month that we dealt with the power of the gospel to change people, I had an interview with a restored, I just called him a restored prodigal son. We, for obvious reasons, didn't want to use the name on the program. But this is a man that I've known, that I've got to know years ago. He was a very committed Christian. I believe he'd been an officer in the church that he was in, and then fell into horrible sexual sin. That brought about his divorce. Lots of difficulties with his children, but the church of which he was a part, very, very carefully, thoughtfully, graciously, lovingly, in a Christ-centered way, carried out church discipline. He was excommunicated, but the account of how God was working in him, even from the time he was excommunicated, how God dealt with him over the years before he started going back to church and eventually professed faith in Christ. We chronicled that story on the power of the gospel to change prodigal sons. I think that we don't have many window. We can read about church discipline, and people hear about it sometimes rather negatively. But to be able to hear a radio broadcast with a restored prodigal son talking, really to the point of breaking, almost breaking into tears at points, about God's dealing with his heart. The combination of those accounts that grow out of obedience to the Word of God, and the power of the human voice over the radio to communicate these things makes a program like A Visit to the Pastor's Study or Iron Sharpens Iron makes them, I believe, unusually powerful in the Lord's hands.
I've got to get him on the program of Iron Sharpens Iron. That sounds fascinating. As you know, church discipline is something near and dear to my heart because I believe it saved my own life.
Yeah.
When I never reached the point of excommunication, but I would have if I had not followed the steps required of my elders at Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island to be restored to fellowship. And you were with me through thick and thin during that period of time, and I will appreciate that for the rest of my life more than I can possibly describe to you. I still remember a classic thing that you said to me that could best be said by a Presbyterian, I think, when you came to pick me up in my hotel room and you saw the wine that I was drinking. You were not only upset that I had returned to drinking, being an alcoholic before I was saved, but you said, it's not just that you're drinking excessively and sinning in drunkenness, but you're drinking bad wine.
Yep, that's an Orthodox Presbyterian for you. Well, you know, Chris, of course you know this as well as I do. So many people have had, I mean, just tragic experiences in church life. Sometimes they've seen almost a totalitarianism in church life, or it can be the other. Churches that just don't practice discipline, the pastors aren't visiting with the people. It's just a program or a concert. And we've gotten comments. I think probably the first bit of feedback I got on one of the programs, oh my, this is when we began the program a couple of years ago, somebody texted and says, I have a church that I go to, but if I didn't have one, I would want to go to a church like the one you're describing on the program. Well, that really impacted me, because the churches are meant to be, people are meant to see Christ working in his church by the Holy Spirit. Of course, many of them won't go into a church to see it, but if they're listening on the radio, they'll hear a little bit about this, and hopefully that will be attractive to them.
Yeah, praise God. We're going to our first station break right now, and if you would like to join us on the air with a question for Pastor Bill Shishko of Reformation Metro New York and a visit to the pastor's study, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us at least your first name, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter, and I could readily understand having a pastor as a guest, or at least a retired pastor who is still involved in ministry.
Don't say I'm retired and bearing false witness against your neighbor, easier now than I ever have been.
I think I said retired from the pastoral ministry. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's, well, yes and no.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm doing pastoral ministry in a little different way.
Well, I retired from the pastoral ministry at the Orthodox Presbyterian.
There you go. Okay, that's okay. That's good.
But I could readily see somebody wanting to ask a personal and private question,
yeah,
and
sure,
remain anonymous. But if other than that, please give us your first name, city and state and country of residence. Don't go away. God willing, we'll be right back with Pastor Bill Shishko of Reformation Metro New York and a visit to the pastor's study.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Hi, Phil Johnson here. I'm executive director of John MacArthur's media ministry, Grace to You. And I'm also an occasional guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So I'm delighted that my friend Chris Arnzen and I will be heading down to Atlanta for the G3 conference, where I'll be joining James White, Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Mark Dever, Conrad Mbewe, Todd Friel, Josh Bice, and a host of other speakers to address the topic, a biblical understanding of missions. Chris Arnzen and I hope to see you all at this very important conference. From January 17th through the 19th, make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron exhibitors booth to say hi to Chris. For more details, go to g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com. See you there.
Chris Sorensen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lindblad, Assistant Professor of Systematic Theology at IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. I accepted this call to teach at the seminary because I'm firmly convinced that the people of God in the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ need to be firmly grounded in the truth of Holy Scripture. I'm excited to be teaching such subjects as the nature of theology and the doctrine of Scripture, and even the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our churches and our people need to be well grounded in these truths. Indeed, future ministers of the gospel need to understand these truths in order to proclaim them to all of God's people. If you want to learn more about our program, visit us online at irbsseminary.org.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for the first hour, with about a little less than a half hour to go, is Pastor Bill Shishko of the Reformation Metro New York, and also host of the weekly radio broadcast, A Visit to the Pastor's Study. If you'd like to join us, we are discussing developing regional home missionary work and radio ministries, and our number is 631-291-7002. 631-291-7002. Before I go to some more questions of my own, I just wanted to get a couple of our listeners' questions covered. We have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who asks, it's so difficult to get unknown men of God that truly have a voice and a gift that should be known globally on major radio and television networks. How do you stick in there and convince people to help support financially what you're doing? Because it has been very difficult for me. Not that I am trying to get myself on the air, but I'm trying to get other local pastors that are so powerful and so gifted that they should be known in households all over this country and abroad.
Well, I appreciate Bobby's question. Part of my work is fundraising, so I relate to what he's saying. I don't have a simple answer to that for Bobby. First of all, when God is using a man, that man's voice and ministry will get out there in one way or the other. You think of Redeemer Broadcasting Network, or in the past, Family Radio, for example, when they were making use of a lot of different pastors. There's SermonAudio.com, which is an absolutely wonderful outlet for ministry. So that will get done. But when we're talking about using broadcast media, let me use that term, that's a challenge today, because there's so many. It's no longer your local radio station, and is one of them. There's thousands and thousands of radio stations, both terrestrial and internet-based, and of course people can do podcasts and so on. So it's not as easy to convince people today that it's a good investment to be investing in radio ministries. What you have to do is show, as I'm seeking to do, how the Lord is using a program and changing lives. When people see, regardless of how something is presented or broadcast, if you will, when people see that a person's ministry is instrumental in changing lives, and you can put that need before people, people will support it. That's what we're beginning to find now, after being at this for 2 years, as we're talking about how God has used A Visit to the Pastor's Study in prisons, which is really quite interesting, and how God's used it, for example, with the development of the network for parents working with autistic children or children with autism. When people see that something's effective, they will support it. So I guess that'd be my kind of a simple answer to a heavy duty question from Bobby.
And I could also chime in from my own experience working in radio since the 1980s. I have successfully created two radio programs. Neither are on the air right now. The ones I'm speaking of, that is. But if you can find enough congregations who are willing to chip in financially to get a radio program launched that expresses and declares and defends and teaches the same doctrine that all of these congregations would have a passion for, you could even do a search nationwide for congregations, sure, in your own denomination or fellowship,
yep,
that may want to contribute to airing a, you may remember, because you were a part of it, I created in the 1990s The Voice of Sovereign Grace,
and I got that
on the air by getting many congregations involved, and we had at one time five churches that actually hosted the program, including the Orthodox Presbyterian Church of Franklin, yep, Square.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to ask the other question now, or I mean, that's going to really get us into the how the visit to the pastor's study is changing now, or do you want to field that other question that you've got?
Well, I'll very quickly get it out of the way. We do have, let's see here, Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, and she says, I do not mean this as a criticism to either you, Chris, or your guest, but there are churches that use radio and television as a substitute for membership and attendance at a local Bible-believing church. What words of loving criticism can you offer to those who are doing that?
Well, I appreciate that question, and that is something that I was aware of right at the beginning within our own presbytery that was concerned for that. Excellent question. There is no substitute for being physically involved with a local church. I realize there are shut-ins who can't get to worship, and we have listeners who are shut-ins, and they will listen. At that, though, churches need to bring their ministry to those people. But I think to answer the listener, Margaret, I think her name was.
Susan Margaret.
Her question, when we make clear in the program each week that it is done on a Saturday, tomorrow is the Lord's Day, you should be worshiping in a church that's faithful to the Word of God, that everyone needs a pastor. I make clear when people communicate with me that they need a local pastor, and part of my work with listeners is to try to steer them to faithful churches. So again, I so much appreciate the question. I don't regard that as a criticism at all. I'm thankful she mentioned it, and we seek to try to do everything we can to get listeners with whom we're in contact into faithful local churches.
Well, let's move on to some changes that are taking place with a visit to the pastor study.
Yeah, it fits really with your comments, Chris, that you made. I continue to be in awe of God's sovereignty over our lives and what He does. We're aware that WLIE radio has changed its format. It's now, as we're speaking right now, it's WBWD. I won't say what that stands for, but it does stand for their new format change. And therefore, it is no longer a primarily or is no longer a Spanish Christian format. That brought, at the end of October of this year, I was notified that the program would no longer be aired on Saturday, and it would have to be bumped to a Sunday. And again, kind of a long story, something you have helped me with. This came at the time that frankly, I was beginning to have difficulties getting everything done each week because I had the visit to the pastor's study, which is essentially an hour, and then health-wise, which is another half hour, and I don't just wing it. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it. But what had happened is our presbytery, our regional group of churches, has authorized me to work with groups of people out in Suffolk County, in the Deer Park, North Babylon area, to help begin a home in time, God willing, a home mission work, which is really one of my responsibilities as a regional home missionary than doing the radio program. So the way things stand as of now, and as of this broadcast, we're still working on the details, but it looks like what we'll do is go to a complete open forum format. We've had a tremendous response to our open forum programs, which are completely made up of questions that come to us from listeners, in some cases from others, that just say, would you discuss this on the program, that kind of a thing. And each week, dealing with those questions that come, and then building on the texted questions and email questions as you get. However, the challenge is that now we are getting more stations that are simulcasting or wanting to simulcast the program on Saturdays at 12 o'clock. So we're hoping the arrangement will be that we'll still be able to do the program at 12 o'clock, and then the stations that simulcast it will have it available to them, and then we'll actually be broadcast on Sunday morning from the former WLIE studio in an early morning format. Now, here's the way the Lord wonderfully worked this out. This will enable more churches that want to use the visit to the pastor's study as an augment to their ministries. They can use it. Reformation Metro New York will be paying less for the actual broadcast time, so we can work through AMBOSS, which is the largest satellite provider of radio, of Christian radio programming, and that through their facilities we can upload the program there. Stations will then be able to download that program for free, and they'll be set up so they can do a little segment at the end promoting their own local church and local ministry. So it's a beautiful example, actually, of how God is taking what was really well done for the first 2 years, because we've gotten great comments on the quality of the program and so on, and without diminishing the quality, making it more available to other, particularly Reformed and Presbyterian churches and others that would like to use their local Christian stations for a means of outreach.
By the way, I'm delighted that you are working on a mission church in the North Babylon, Deer Park, Long Island area, because I am unaware of any Reformed works in those areas, and this will be a joy to have that added to Long Island, if indeed the Lord is pleased to bring that to fruition.
Well, what's amazing is that in Deer Park area, there is no evangelical church at all.
Which is
something else. At least I've not found one. Others didn't know of them, and we're right next to North Babylon, and I'm not sure there's even an evangelical church there in North Babylon. So that's an exciting opportunity. Of course, we want to leverage the radio program, because part of our own outreach, so to speak, would be the visit to the pastor's study that would be broadcast on Sunday mornings on WBWD.
Well, definitely keep me updated on that, because we want to have you back and anyone else who might be involved in leadership if that North Babylon Deer Park area congregation takes off.
Well, my dear brother, we've been working together for a long time. I don't anticipate it changing.
me neither, and an encouraging word to hear.
Yeah.
What kinds of questions do you get from listeners on the visit to the pastor study?
Chris, it is fascinating to me, and of course the number of questions, as I'm sure has happened with your program, has increased as the program gets traction, gets visibility. We're getting more questions every week. I should actually give the text a number for your people in just a moment, but we had a whole series of questions about depression that came in, and clearly this is a major challenge for people, and so we took the half hour. I had actually Pastor Mike Plugman was my guest for that, and we dealt with various questions that came. We kind of combined them because some of them were similar, but we dealt with the depression issue, and then at the middle of the program we received a call from a pastor in Michigan who gave a testimonial of an extended period of depression. He was actually out of the ministry for a while, and then how the Lord kind of brought him back, and how the Lord has given him a ministry, particularly to other pastors who are going through burnout and depression. That has been downloaded hundreds of times through sermonaudio.com. Another one that we've done. It's actually isn't so much precipitated questions, although we got those, is certainly a lot of healthy interaction, is programs that we've done on apologetics or defending the faith. And my guest for those was Pastor Paul Vigiano, who pastors Branch of Hope Orthodox Presbyterian Church out in California. And boy, the way he fielded questions that we, different questions people ask, so to speak, about defending the faith was really quite remarkable. I remember he one of the questions that I think somebody called in and said, "Well, you know, I'm spiritual, but you know, I'm not religious," or something like this. You know, how do you respond to that? Or maybe it was a pastor, actually. How do you respond to people who say they're spiritual but not religious? And Pastor Vigiano, who's his advanced degree is in apologetics, and he's a tremendous communicator. He said, "Well, I tell people spirituality is dangerous because you open yourself up to anything and everything, and there's a real devil out there. And he just kind of dilated on that for several minutes. I thought that was fascinating. So the apologetics ones have been interesting. But I want to blather on. I mean, we've got marriage and divorce questions come up because our view is committed to the Westminster Standards, and I believe the biblical view is that, of course, that marriage is to be once, you know, for a lifetime, but divorce does come. And while it's never commanded, it is permitted in the case of adultery or willful desertion that can't be really that can't be remedied by the church. And of course, we always get whenever that's covered, we always get people from the no divorce, no remarriage crowd that come in. Well, an interesting question about church conflict, and a lot of these questions have a pathos to them. They're heart wrenching when people talking, writing about church conflict and how do you help bring about peace and church life and so on. So they're really the kinds of boots on the ground question that came. One that really stunned me was a listener had asked about views about the end of the age, and he said, "Do you get essentially?" Are you optimistic about what God is doing by the gospel in history? And my answer, and also my visiting pastor was on the program, Pastor Ben Miller, we both said, well, the gospel is God's power unto salvation. And he promises that the knowledge of his glory is going to fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And if you're not optimistic about what the gospel is going to do, then you've got to kind of wonder if you really read your Bible all that carefully. I mean, there will be opposition. There's certainly, in fact, as the church is even more faithful, it will get more opposition. But, I mean, we need to be, the Christian faith, nobody was faithful to Christ when he was crucified. Everybody departed from him. Pentecost, you got 3,000 converted. Lydia had 5,000 converted. Paul said the gospel had gone into the whole known world, and the world was turning upside down. And now you got about a third of the world that is in one way or another identified with Christianity. And that opened up that whole field of, I think, as a means to encourage Christians not to let their view of the gospel and the kingdom of God be formed by what the mainstream media is telling you, but by what the Word of God and what the history of the church have told you. So those are the kinds of topics that we'll be able to develop more in these open forums.
We do have Ronald in Eastern Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, who says, can you please comment on the two rather disturbing trends I see amongst our fellow Reformed brethren? One seems to be a growing phenomenon that involves ecumenism with Rome and neglecting the seriousness of the chasm of difference we have in the gospel itself, and the other one is involving a hyper-covenantal understanding of baptism that would say that anyone who is baptized in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost should be identified as a true regenerate Christian.
Yeah. Well, those are two good questions from Ronald, and I'm intrigued that he's from Eastern Long Island. I don't know where he is in Eastern Long Island, but we have a kind of a paucity of faithful churches out in that area, and my hope is that once, God willing, the work begins in the Deer Park, North Babylon area, we can be moving out toward Patchogue and even Riverhead. Okay, regarding the first question, it's interesting that this whole matter of kind of the interest in moving toward the Church of Rome has intrigued me. I actually addressed it at a Reformation conference in South Jersey in late October. And it's scary because the historic Roman Catholic view of justification is that essentially we're being made righteous by what God is doing in us, that is for them, by the sacraments through the church. That is a formula, that's a religious treadmill. You keep going and going and going and going, and you never do enough. The best you can do is so supposedly work your way out of purgatory a little bit. And so it's really a religion of despair. Whereas historic Protestantism, whether it's Lutheran, historic Lutheranism, or historic Reformed, or historic Episcopalian, or historic Baptist, has said very clearly we're declared righteous by what Christ has done for us in his absolutely perfect obedience and in his taking the punishment of all of the sins of his people, and it's received by faith alone. That's when Ronald uses the word chasm of difference, that's putting it mildly. And I suggested to people, as I did in that conference, it's not enough to believe the doctrine of justification. That can be a head trip for people. When we're gripped, actually my message was on Calvinists filled with the spirit of Luther, when we are gripped with what sin and death is and what it is that by nature we are in bondage to sin and death, and that impacts us, there is no way on the face of God's earth you're going to move away from the glory of the gospel of free and full grace in Christ to, again, the Roman Catholic treadmill. So that would be my answer. I mean, it's a simple answer. There's more to it, but that's kind of a basic answer to Ronald. And then as far as, I know we're getting toward the end of the program, hypercovenantalism basically says it confuses sign with things signified. It will say in one way or another a person baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is a Christian. I don't have a problem saying they're marked out in that way, but a mark doesn't save us. I'll take a person's baptism and work from that to tell them about what true Christianity is, back to question one, justification. But this view that basically assumes that it's kind of like a presumptive regeneration in many ways. You just presume people are Christians unless they show the contrary. That has always proved to be deadly, especially in any religious affiliation, but especially among Reformed people.
Well, finally, I want to know if you are planning on continuing the health program that was attached to the visit to the pastor's study, known as HealthWise.
No, we're not. We're actually doing the last program tomorrow. I'm kind of sad about that. But the whole archives of those programs, those are all available at our Visit to the Pastor's Study website at www.sermonaudio.com. And not because I did them, but because of the quality of the nutritional consultants and chemists, these are really helpful programs from a Christian perspective.
Well, I want to make
sure. Now you're going to give me the opportunity to give my own contact information.
Of course, because I want as many of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners to become a part of your audience if they haven't already. I already know that many are because they report back to me how much they enjoy your show.
Yeah, we're great to be able to, and we'd love to promote Iron Sharpens Iron, too. Hey, text-free number. I want people to write that text-free number down for calling their text questions, 516-367-0391. People can text their questions now, anytime, 516-367-0391. And in most cases, we'll use those questions on an open forum without mentioning names, 516-367-0391. Also, people can call me at my study. They'll get my electronic secretary, but if they have questions there, my study number is 516-593-1507. Again, it's 516-593-1507. And then my website, visitthepastorsstudy.org. It's all one word, visitthepastorsstudy.org. And you can email me at visitpastorbill@gmail.com. One word, visitpastorbill@gmail.com. And I think I got it in on time.
Yes, you did. And I am so delighted that you came on today. I'm looking forward to many future visits from you. And I'm also very much looking forward to my very first interview with your precious bride, Margaret, in the second hour.
You'll be blessed by it, as I have been blessed by her for 42 and a half years.
And I'm sure you have. And thank you very much, brother, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thanks, Chris. The Lord's blessing, my brother. Press on in the good work.
Thank you, brother.
So long now.
Don't go away, folks, because as I just said, Pastor Bill Shishko's wife, Margaret Shishko, is going to be joining us in just about 12 minutes or so. She is going to be talking about the necessity of hospitality in the homes of Christians. If you'd like to join us on the air, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com if you have a question for Margaret about hospitality. And please also, during this long station break that we have, which is required by Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, so that they can air their own commercials and public service announcements, please use this time not only to write questions for Margaret Shishko on hospitality, but use this time to write down the information provided by our advertisers so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them. We depend upon the advertising dollars of our sponsors to exist. So the more frequently and successfully that you patronize them, the more likely they are going to remain our advertisers, which means the more likely we will remain on the air. And if that is a concern for you, if you want us to remain on the air, please patronize our advertisers as much as possible. Don't go away. We will be right back, God willing, with Margaret Shishko.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times, 631-929-3512, or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great
day. One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers. I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries, go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties.
Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
James White here, co-founder of Alpha and Omega Ministries and occasional guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I'm so delighted that my friend Chris Arnzen will be heading down to Atlanta for the next G3 conference from January 17th through the 19th, 2019, where I'll be joining a very impressive lineup of speakers on the theme, A Biblical Understanding of Missions. Speakers include John Piper, Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Mark Dever, Conrad Mabewe, Phil Johnson, Josh Bice, yours truly, and many more. I hope you all join Chris and me for this phenomenal event. For more details, go to g3conference.com. That's g3conference.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kerry Kimbrell, senior pastor at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. And I'm hoping that many of you who listen to Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program will join Chris and me at the Deep South Founders Conference Thursday, January 24th through Saturday, January 26th here in Laurel. If you love God's Word and love to hear it powerfully preached, I can assure you that you will not be disappointed. Our speakers at the Deep South Founders Conference this year include Rusty Reed, Gerald Henderson, Jason Goodwin, Bobby Crenshaw, and our keynote speaker, all the way from Zambia, Dr. Conrad Mbewe, who has received the nickname the Spurgeon of Africa. And I, for one, believe it's a very accurate description of Brother Conrad. For more details, go to deepsouthfounders.com. That's deepsouthfounders.com. I look forward to giving a big Mississippi welcome to many Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners, January 24th through January 26th. Thank you.
Iron Sharpens Iron radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org. hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689. 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Welcome back. We are going to be joining in a moment our second guest for the day, Margaret Shishko, who happens to be the wife of our first guest, Reverend Bill Shishko. And Margaret is going to be speaking on the need for hospitality in the homes of Christians. But before we go to Margaret, we just have a few announcements about some upcoming events that we hope that you will attend. All of you, or as many of you as possible, in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience. I will be at all of these events, God willing, and I hope to meet you there. First of all, this first invitation is only for the men in the audience, men in leadership in your congregations or parachurch ministries, whether you be a pastor, elder, deacon, or a parachurch ministry leader. I'm having my next Iron Sharpens Iron Radio pastor's luncheon, God willing, on Thursday, January 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carlisle Fire and Rescue Banquet Hall in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. My guest speaker will be Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. The theme will be announced shortly. This is absolutely free of charge. You'll be fed a delicious food, and you'll be fed spiritually with an excellent message, I'm sure, by Dr. Tony Costa. And every man in attendance is going to be leaving there with one or two heavy sacks of brand new books that have been donated, as they are every year, by the majority of major Christian publishers in the United States and the United Kingdom. So I'm talking about each man is likely to be leaving with at least 30 books, and I'm talking brand new books. So if you'd like to attend this Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. Then, immediately following that, from Friday through Sunday, that's Friday, January 4th through Sunday, January 6th, Dr. Tony Costa, who I just mentioned from Toronto Baptist Seminary, he will be conducting a conference at the Enola First Church of God in Enola, Pennsylvania, where my dear friend Pastor George Jensen is the pastor. The theme of this three-day conference is going to be the most dangerous threats to the Christian church in North America. And this is also a free conference. If you'd like to register or we want more information, you can send me an email again to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put Tony Costa Conference in the subject line, or Enola, Pennsylvania Conference in the subject line. You could also, if you want directions and other information about how to get to the Enola First Church of God, you can go to enolacog.com. That's E-N-O-L-A-C-O-G, which stands for Enola Church of God, .com, or you can call them at 717-732-4253, 717-732-4253. 4253. Then coming up in January, I am so thrilled to be once again attending and manning an exhibitor's booth at the G3 conference in Atlanta, Georgia. more specifically College Park, Georgia. It's going to be held once again at the Georgia International Convention Center there, and they are expecting between 4,000 and 5,000 people. The speakers include John Piper, James White, Stephen Lawson, Vody Balcom, Mark Dever, Conrad Mbewe, Tim Challies, Phil Johnson, Todd Friel of Wretched TV and Wretched Radio, Stephen J. Nichols, the president of Reformation Bible College, the college founded by R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries, and many more are going to be speaking on that roster. If you'd like to attend along with me, go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. The theme this January is the mission of God, a biblical understanding of missions. I strongly urge you not only to register to attend, but also register for an exhibitor's booth if you have a business, professional practice, parachurch organization, church, special event, or anything else that you want to promote in a crowd of between 4,000 and 5,000 people. Go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. That stands for, by the way, Gospel, Grace, and Glory, if you're wondering what G3 means. And then finally, also in January, I am so happy that I will be, for the very first time in my life, God willing, in the state of Mississippi. I'm going to be attending and manning an exhibitor's booth at the Deep South Founders Conference. That will be held, God willing, from January 24th through the 26th at the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. The speakers include Rusty Reed, Gerald Henderson, Jason Goodwin, Bobby Crenshaw, and my dear friend Dr. Conrad Mbewe, who I believe is the most powerful preacher alive on the planet Earth. He is the pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa, and Chancellor of African Christian University. The theme is going to be sanctification. So if you want to join me January 24th through the 26th in Laurel, Mississippi at the Deep South Founders Conference, go to deepsouthfounders.com, deepsouthfounders.com. Last but not least, if you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and you don't want this program to go away, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card. You can also mail in a check the old-fashioned way to the address that will appear on the screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Please never siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. Never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God. But if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, please consider donating as heavily as you can and as frequently as you can to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio at ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now. And if you want to advertise with me, send me an email, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. We surely could use your advertising dollars as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe here. And by the way, if you do not have a church home, and you're not prayerfully looking for one, you are living in rebellion against God. So please, if you need my help, I can help you find a Bible-believing church near you. I have lists all over the world of faithful churches. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put I need a church home in the subject line. I've already helped a number of listeners to this program find churches all over the world near them that are faithful to the Scriptures. That's also the email address where you can send an email to Margaret Shishko in hospitality. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And it's my honor to welcome you for the very first time as a guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Margaret Shishko.
Thank you for having me, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve, as always.
Oh, good. Praise God.
Well, I'm going to repeat our email address if any of our listeners have a question on hospitality that they want to ask Margaret Shishko, who will be with us until 6 p.m., God willing. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Margaret, when you think of hospitality in the Shishko household, what has it looked like for your 42 and a half years of marriage?
Well, that's a very long time, so I guess the Lord must have known that He was preparing us to be hospitable. I was a home economics major, but that doesn't mean I was one that was outgoing. of course, my husband has made up for that. He's very outgoing, the Lord did seem to catapult us into hospitality before he actually was ordained as a minister. We lived with an older man and took care of his home while Bill was in seminary in exchange for rent. So we did the shopping, the menus, the cooking. Bill did the yard work, and we were both able to, along with that, work part-time, each one of us. So the man that we lived with near the seminary, his wife had just passed away, but he would go away for the winter. So we had 4 months there at the house where we could have people and anyone in that we would like. So that here I'm a first time in the North. My husband is inviting seminary professors over. So it's a little daunting for me, a little intimidating. But I know the Lord loves to take us out of our comfort zone so we can be more useful. And I really thank God for those opportunities and even pushing me from where, you know, cooking for a family is one thing, but cooking for others is and that's not all there is to hospitality either.
Well, Bill shared with me that there was something that you were doing ahead of the time, if you will, something that was not a commonplace thing that may have been frowned upon by your average citizen in the southern United States, but you were inviting folks of color into your home, and that was in some way a risky move, but something I believe we are compelled as Christians to invite people into our homes and be hospitable and gracious to them, especially perhaps if they are not like us and not amongst our close circle of friends.
Well, that's true. Bill has always reached out to foreigners and strangers, and especially the 18 months that we were in the South, there was a man there who was, he had some learning disabilities, I think, but he was very genuine. And we would have him over to the house, and Bill would present the gospel to him. And it is, in the village that we lived in was very much the antebellum South. So we, sorry about that.
That's live radio for you, don't worry about it.
Yes, that's my husband calling. I told him I couldn't get through, so now he's following up on it. But so we did. We would have, and I grew up in the South, in the Southeast. I don't remember there ever being African-American students in my grammar school. Now, by the time I was in high school, I was living in a different state. I wasn't in South Carolina, so there was more the ethnic climate had been changing for quite a while, and so then there was that crossover, and my children grew up going to a Christian school that had many, many different ethnicities, and I was so thankful for that. And they didn't take notice of the fact or think of the fact that our skin colors were different. They loved these students because they were like cousins to them. And we would have them in the home, you know, on occasion, even sometimes. One of the teachers, she knew we had a newborn baby. She wanted her class to see how a newborn baby is bathed, and I said, well, I'll give a demonstration then. Come on over. and we did. And the Lord has used, you know, those kind of opportunities to continue to make me want to reach out to all nationalities. And that's the thing I love about New York is the diversity.
Amen. Yes. Did you feel inadequate at periods of your life to be someone who is welcoming people into your home? I think that when I have had conversations with Christians about this very subject, the biggest excuse or the most frequently repeated excuse that I hear from people who never open their doors to either brethren in Christ or even to strangers in the neighborhood that they want to get to know, is that they say, I don't have the gift for hospitality. I don't know if that's an acceptable excuse or not, but did you feel inadequate?
Well, I felt very inadequate. I think perfectionism is what people think of. Like, everything has to be perfect. It's almost like they're going to do an open house, you know, like when you sell a home. But that's a misconception. I actually had to learn to look at it from a different perspective and look at it from the eyes of stewardship. How many things can you juggle in a week? And no, I can't have a perfectly clean house, but I can have an adequately cleaned house. And it was, I've been embarrassed before because I wasn't even up to a standard that I felt may have been adequate, but I learned to balance things out, trying to take care of the family and their children and their needs, but teaching them also. The Lord says, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of these, you've done it unto Christ. And we want to serve Christ this way. I would try to cook things that I could cook ahead and freeze and then just pull them out ready. And with the children, I learned to put a little sign on the door of the bathroom that's on the main floor. Use the other bathroom. Not this one. Not now, anyway. Just a little thing so that I could do it ahead of time. And, you know, if the bathroom and the kitchen and the dining room are clean, we're good to go. There's always going to be some clutter somewhere because our house is lived in and it's a workplace. So anytime you work, you can make a mess.
That's right. What was most difficult for you, opening up your home and creating a ministry of hospitality?
Well, there were two things I found the most challenging was trying to have people back on Sundays. And Bill really loved to invite anyone who was visiting, didn't have a place to go. And, you know, most of the time we were able to do that, but when we had our large family, I did have to take some time out, maybe about 6 months, where until the baby was older and I could plan better again and you're not on call as much as you are with a newborn. And then I began looking forward to it again. The Lord knew I needed it was good for us in so many ways. I grew up being extremely shy, which now I'm not, and I really just feel like the Lord delivered me from that through opening our home. This is who we are. I don't really have anything to hide. I may not feel adequate, but so many people don't. So I find if I'm comfortable with them coming in, they're comfortable being there. And praise God, none of my children grew up being shy because they were around people a lot and in their home. And the Lord has blessed them tremendously by the experiences that they've had and meeting people from all different countries, especially from our New York area. My son once said to me, somebody asked him if he knew, if they had any black children in the church. He said, I don't think so. Well, the week before, we had an African-American little boy stay with us. And he just doesn't think of him in those terms. You know, he thinks of him as his one of his great friends. Those were things that rejoice my soul.
Amen. In fact, you just reminded me of something. I don't know if you're familiar with the Timothy Hill Children's Ranch in Riverhead, Long Island.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yes, well, that's a ministry that I have contributed to for many years. And in fact, I was their very first Volunteer of the Year when they began having an annual Volunteer of the Year award. But that ministry began because a little boy who was just short of 12, named Timothy Hill, was so impressed by his parents taking in foster children.
Oh, wow.
Many of them, if not most, were African-American children, and some from very horrific backgrounds, children of prison inmates or victims of abuse or what have you. And Timothy, as a young boy, said, I want to start a home for homeless children, and I want to have it on a ranch where they can work with farm animals and ride horses, because one of Timothy's great loves, even as a little boy, was riding horses, and he purchased his own Appaloosa horse through money he raised from a paper route. He was actually going from a real estate agency to real estate agency out in Riverhead, asking real estate agents for prices on land out there, and they began calling Timothy's parents, Jerry and Fern, saying, do you know your 12-year-old son is asking about property and so on?
That is wonderful. I love it.
But that young boy tragically was killed riding his bicycle to school. He was hit by a truck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s and might have been late 60s. And Jerry and Fern said, we know that we have to make Timothy's dream come true. And that's how the Timothy Hill Children's Ranch started. In fact, they had fundraisers. And one of the people that reached out to help them raise money was Lorne Green, the actor who starred in Bonanza, who used to live out in eastern Suffolk County.
Oh, well, about that. That's wonderful.
But one of the things that is most intimidating, I believe, for Christians, as far as opening up their home, especially to strangers or acquaintances that they don't know very well, is welcoming non-Christians into their home. And I don't know how close you've gotten to Rosaria Butterfield, but I know Bill, your husband, and I have a mutual friendship with her.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, she was saved because of the hospitality of a Presbyterian pastor and his wife welcoming this anti-Christian, active lesbian into their home for dinner, and the Lord used it eventually to save her.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
So tell us about that, inviting non-Christians and people from other cultures into your home.
Well, most of our hospitality has been church-related, and those that are inquiring of the Christian faith. So a lot of it is, more comfortable. But we are determined and have been more recently having our neighbors in and reaching out in that way, because we have nothing to be ashamed of. Christ is, he says he's greater than he that is in the world. He came into the world to defeat the evil one. We have God's truth incarnate in Christ. And we also have the Word of God written. And we have great promises that Christ, before he ascended, said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go therefore and preach the gospel and baptize and make disciples. So overcoming fear, fear is a very cruel master. And it can be very debilitating to live out of fear. I'm so thankful that on many occasions I've just had to ask the Lord, Lord, please, I have a lot to do today, but I know these people are coming. I want it to be an enjoyable time. And, yes, we want to reach out to the unbeliever. And we had one occasion, we've never had foster children in because, well, we just, that was not something that we could seem to manage, but we did have a young man, and if I'm off the topic, you can rein me in here, who needed help that Bill met overseas, and they're Coptic Christians, so it's not totally unrelated to Christianity and who Christ is, and they needed help, and they actually have come intermittently and stayed with us in the summers, like 2 months at a time. And then finally, in 2016, they came again to update his hearing aids, and he actually was able to get a cochlear implant, so he ended up staying and living with us for the year. I always find that more of a challenge because I do think that's the biblical view and hospitality really is. Not just having people on occasions, although they both are, but But as he lived with us, I really did have to pray that I wouldn't get impatient, pray that I would be able to help him with his schooling, and really give of ourselves as a family, although I counted it a great honor to do that and a privilege. It does tax you. And so I was relieved at the end of the year, you know, that he was. So I have a great and deep admiration for those that do fostering, foster parenting. I think that to reach out to the fatherless and is really undefiled, and that is the best representation of Christ reaching out to us. We are not desirable in so many ways until Christ begins to work in us and gives us his own righteousness and clothes us. But to bring these children into your home and minister them, I'm just thrilled, and I'm in awe of that aspect of hospitality.
Amen. And we have to go to our final break. If anybody would like to join us with a question for Margaret Shishko, do it now or forever hold your peace, because we're rapidly running out of time. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We will be right back, God willing, right after these messages from our sponsors.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man, and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us, and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750, that's 508-528-5750, or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at ProvidenceBaptistChurchMA.org, that's ProvidenceBaptistChurchMA.org, or even on SermonAudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Got to tell you, for my money, Chris Arnzen's radio program is just the best.
Iron. Criticizing Iron.
I think that's what it's called. This is Todd Friel of Wretched Radio and TV with Phil Johnson of Grace to You, inviting everybody to come to the G3 conference, which has almost instantly become one of the best conferences in the country.
And it is. It's a great conference. I love it. And Chris Arnzen was there last year. He's been there, I think, every year. It's great to see him there. You and I actually did some recordings in the lobby at that place, which is a highlight
for me. Tons of stuff going on,
yeah.
Tons of great speakers, and no matter where you are in the building, you will hear Chris Arnzen's laugh. And that's worth the price of admission alone. If you would like to join Phil, me, Chris, and a cavalcade of great preachers, so it should be a cavalcade of great preachers, and me, G3Conference.com, G3Conference.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God. That Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org. Two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read.
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And if you order $50 or more from cvbbs.com and mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you will receive absolutely free of charge the book by David Engelsma, Always Reforming. You'll also receive free shipping on your order of $50 or more. And they are currently having a Christmas sale where they are taking 10% off of everything. So please make sure you remember those things to get the best value for your dollar from cvbbs.com. You can also call them at 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I would strongly urge you to also go to Solid Ground Christian Book website, books, I should say, website, solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. Make a long list of things that you want to purchase from Solid Ground Christian Books, and then go to cvbbs.com and order those books, because they carry, cvbbs.com carries all of the Solid Ground Christian Books titles. This way you can help two of my advertisers at the same time, and you can get to that $50 mark easier if you order a lot of things from Solid Ground Christian Books. So please remember that. We are now back with our final 10 minutes of interview with Margaret Shishko, and we are talking about hospitality, and we do have an anonymous listener on the line who says, Margaret, I am an older woman who's exhausted very easily. I also have a very tiny home and don't feel comfortable or even have the ability to invite a larger group of people inside my home. Do you have any alternatives that you could recommend on how we could use a gift of hospitality that doesn't require us having people inside our house?
Thanks, Chris. I think that's a very legitimate question. I was with a group of women a couple Saturdays ago, and we were talking about hospitality for people who have very small homes and, you know, even disabilities or, you know, fatigue issues. And sometimes the way to address that is in the church itself, when the church has a luncheon, just cooking for that is a means of hospitality. And instead of sitting with people that you've known all your life, you know, look for those that are new in the church and single them out and say, I'd love to sit with you and let me get to know you. And, you know, bringing that. Another thing that was suggested at that meeting was meeting someone, even for Starbucks, you know, meeting for coffee. That's hospitality, too. And also, they said when people, families who have children and have small places, they can actually each pack a lunch and bring it to the park, and while the kids are playing, you know, sit and talk, make sure the kids are fed first so that they're happy. But I thought those were very valid ways to show hospitality and not actually have to use your own home.
Right, and in regard to the size of her home, she can invite one person in her home.
Right, and sometimes that's wonderful. One-on-one conversations are usually, you can have more in-depth, and you can read scripture together and pray together. I find that very rewarding myself.
Let's see, we have Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania, who asks, do you think that sometimes people do not invite others into their home because there is a pride issue of wanting their homes to be in the state of meticulousness and immaculateness of a museum, and they're more concerned about what others are going to think about the cleanliness and orderliness of their home than they are about actually being gracious and hospitable to others?
I definitely think that was part of my difficulty personally, is that, you know, we lived in a church house. I felt it had to be, you know, taken care of properly, and, you know, here's a cobweb, and what are they going to think? Well, you know, I think stewardship is the way the Lord has helped me to overcome that and focus. Yes, I like to clean the whole house, but if I'm having people in for a meal and fellowship, I do the main floor. I'm not giving an open house. It's not, and I think, you know, I learned a lot from my own sister. She had just had a baby, and the place was kind of disheveled, and, you know, it wasn't terrible, but, and somebody just dropped in, and she just invited them in so warmly, and I'm like, you know, this is some picture that I need to take in. And, you know, Bill and I finally got to a point where we'd say, if people drop in, they take us as we are. If we invite them, yes, certain things will be done because we'll plan and make sure that it happens. But that doesn't mean perfection. For one thing, there is no thing as perfection. Only Christ is perfect. And, you know, He, as a God-man, was the example of inviting us into His home and giving us the right garments to wear. And also, with His disciples, He took up a towel and washed their feet. Now, that's remarkable. And we want to become less self-conscious and more Christ-conscious.
Amen. I want you now to spend a few minutes uninterrupted to just summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today, and perhaps even give some more practical advice.
Okay. I have some practical things that I jotted down before we got on the phone. I think that, you know, do as much cleaning and cooking ahead of time as you can. Make it as simple as you can. You can repeat these meals over and over. And you can also, if people ask to bring something, let them bring it. It's wonderful. They're contributing to the hospitality that way. Also, the cleanup that can be pretty quick and pretty streamlined. Usually when you have families over with children, it makes a mess. But it's a good mess to have, and it's definitely worthwhile. And then when you get a few minutes in quiet, evaluate how things went and what could you change, what could make it more reasonable for you. Now, my husband has been helping me more with the cooking. So
I noticed that when I visited your house and spent at least one night there.
Anytime, Chris, you're always welcome.
I appreciate that.
Just let us know when you need a place in Long Island. Yes, and he does methodically, well, we plan, and that is extremely important. You can't do these things. Well, some people can. I'm not able to do it on a spur of the moment. I can do things for my kids on the spur of the moment because I know what they like. But I also want to know if people have allergies and if they're allergic, you know, what foods they can't eat and what they can't. And I think that God saves us by his hospitality. It's just we're enemies and strangers to him, but Christ came, and we come to Christ, and he's the door to God. I love it that we're no longer aliens and strangers. And I would also put a plug in for a Crossway publication, because that's where Rosaria Butterfield's book, The Gospel Comes with a House Key. And I love the book. I want to thank her for putting this in the book. If you can't, you may not be able to do what she's doing, but you can do something, and you can do it with whatever God's blessed you with. And we want to be faithful stewards. We don't want to be at the last day saying, God bless us with all this, and we've not opened it up and used it. We want to stand before God at the last day. And even if we have meager means, hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. And we can only do that in Christ. Christ is really the bright and only one that can do it in perfection. But he is our perfection, and in him he takes up our work and improves on it.
Amen. And wouldn't you agree that women, or even men for that matter, shouldn't be overly hung up on preparing some spectacular gourmet spread, unless of course that is your gift? My wife had that gift and used to love to do that, my precious late wife Julie.
Uh-huh.
But if you get too hung up on it, people are going to be more happy and joyful that they were invited, even if it's just to have burgers and hot dogs.
Yes.
than not be invited at all, because you are worried about what you're going to serve.
Yes, and you know, I make a lot more use of paper products and things. Early on, I didn't think we could afford them because you're on such a tight budget. But now we can, because things change. We don't have all the children at home, and that's a tremendous help. I mean, I use them pretty consistently. Unless it's a seminary professor. I have a hard time putting all out paper. Or unless we're eating something that has to be cut, you know. I hate to cut through a paper plate. So, but I think each of us know kind of what we're most comfortable with. But I've become more comfortable with making things streamlined.
Amen. And by the way, I have another plug. In fact, I'll even see if I could get you a copy of it. But I have a very dear friend that I've known since the 1990s, Dr. Latane C. Scott. And she wrote a book called The Heart's Door, Hospitality in the Bible.
Wow. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and I will try to get you a copy of that. In fact, if anybody wants to hear that interview with Latane that I did some time ago, you can go to ironsharpensironradio.com. and type in LATAYNE in the search engine in the past programs, past shows, podcast section, and you will be able to find that interview.
Oh, I think that'd be great. I'd love that. And anytime you need a place, Chris, just let us know. Bill's my secretary, so you have to go.
Well, I want to make sure our listeners remember that they can get a hold of Bill Shishko, which would then lead to you being able to get a hold of Margaret.
That's right.
Shishko, if you go to reformationny.org, I'm sorry, reformationmetrony.org, reformationmetrony.org, and if you have any further questions for Margaret, or you'd like to get in contact with her, perhaps you'd like to invite her to speak at a conference at your church or ladies' meeting, that would be the best way to do it, unless you have another way that you'd like to announce.
No, that really would be the best way, and that way Bill and I can discuss our schedules and things before I commit to something.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Margaret. I look forward to seeing you face-to-face in the near future, God willing.
Good.
And I hope you and Bill have a blessed weekend. And, by the way, if you could hold on, I'd like to say a proper goodbye to you before we go off the
air. Sure, absolutely. That's great.
I want to thank everybody who listened today, especially those who took the time to write in. I hope you all have a safe, blessed, and joyful weekend and Lord's Day, and I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.